percussionist, composer, and experimenter Zach Baltich. For a guy who graduated from Augsburg in 2014, Zach has already achieved a lot in music. It's probably helped him that he started making music at a very young age.
I was playing in like rock bands for, that's how I started playing music, and I've done that for like about 10 years. And then I went to school about 6 years ago and was studying classical music, classical percussion. And throughout that whole time, I kind of forced these two halves of my musical life to be separate. And then I realized when I finished that I really would like to see what would happen if I could combine all these aspects of music into one.
One of your early works is called Every Moving Part. Can you hear the combination in that early work of yours?
I think so. It's a simple duet for like two vibraphones, a couple drums, and some tubing made out of aluminum that I tuned. And I think where it is here, where you can hear that combination in that piece, is just kind of the simplicity of the harmony and the melodies. It wasn't any crazy chord progressions or anything. It was just kind of simple lines on top of each other.
Zach, why you do so much with percussion?
What I like about percussion is that it can be the loudest instrument in the room, but it also has the ability to be really quiet. And so I like to play to that ability in most of my music, so it can have a really loud climax with in there also quieter moments.
Speaking with Zach Baltich, and that was a piece of his called Every Moving Part. One of your more recent pieces is called Western Interior, and this has got three percussionists and two guitars. What was the reason for adding the guitars?
Guitar, like percussion, you can make so many different sounds and textures depending on what pedal you're using, what technique you're using. Similar to percussion, if you're using different mallets or even just the vast variety of instruments. I think pairing them together, they have a really good relationship for finding interesting textures.
Western Interior uses the guitars in ways that percussion might be used.
Yeah, so there's a few ways I was trying to do that. And the first was just some like rhythmic techniques that are really popular in percussion music, thanks to composers like Steve Reich, rhythmic displacement, and just like really heavy counterpoint. And so between the two guitars and pitched percussion, I had a lot of that going on. I've been lucky in the past few years to have received funding from various places to work on these projects. Minnesota is a really great place to be as a creative person because there's a lot of opportunities for funding. Western Interior was supported by a grant from the Jerome Foundation and American Composers Forum. And the new piece I'm working on, Ingress Passage, is supported by the Cedar Cultural Center and the Jerome Foundation.
Now, Zach, all of your work builds on previous work, and there is a growth process, yet they're all different from each other. Now, the work you have that has not been performed yet, but you've got some rehearsal tapes, Ingress Passage, maybe the title gives a little insight into the intent for this.
Yeah, so the word ingress means the act of entering, and for this piece, the main thing I was trying to do was seek new textures on the marimba. And I did that by utilizing contact microphones, which amplify vibrations that are happening within the object they're pasted to. And so bringing sounds from the inside of the instrument out into the world. And I'm running those contact microphones from the marimba through a bunch of guitar pedals, which is definitely kind of a step, you know, in a new direction from Western Interior, utilizing the guitars and the guitar pedals, and now trying to see what would happen if I brought some of their technology to percussion.
A bit of Zach Baltich's composition, Ingress Passage. Artistically, where do you want to take this?
Like a lot of my other pieces, I like to just bring elements together that aren't usually together. In this case, I have marimba, I have Carly Olson playing bass clarinet, and I have Reese Kling playing a modified drum set. I'd like to try and find new sounds and new textures within kind of a new instrumentation. And so that's what I'm trying to do with this piece as well.
What's next on the horizon? What new combination that we wouldn't expect?
In 2017, I'll be working with funds from Minnesota State Arts Board through their Arts Initiative Program to do a new project called Cavernous, where I go to 5 different caves throughout the state and record music and then a video of me and whoever I'm with performing in the cave, just to seek kind of acoustic, natural acoustic areas, and also, it's, you know, I think it'll look cool. And so for that, I'm using percussion, clarinet, banjo, and guitar. Each piece will have a different combination of that.
Zach Baltich, he's got the ear of new music followers around the Twin Cities. Altered instruments are definitely part of his cool, but Zach has many compositional techniques in his toolkit that combine to form a recognizable style. Do a computer search for Zach Baltich and you'll get many hits, including Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.